Hi, I'm Roger Montgomery, author of the investing bestseller, Valuable. If you want to generate excellent stock market returns for yourself, read my guidebook on how to buy the best stocks for less than they're worth. To order Valuable now, head to rogermontgomery.com/book or click on any of the banner ads at the Money News homepage.
Let's start with the market. They have recovered, certainly from yesterday's washout. It wasn't a big washout, I've got to say. And the markets, as we told you last night, seem to almost price in much of what has taken place in terms of those international events, particularly in Paris over the weekend. Tragic though they were, 129 lives lost. But it also comes back to what's taken place here in Australia. It seemed almost as though many of those short selling some of our banks and also our biggest company, BHP Billiton, were prepared to change their mind today to try and cover their short positions and get in and try and go a little longer. Let's now go to Elio D'Amato, who is the chief executive of Lincoln Indicators, watching the market today. And Elio, we appreciate your time. It does look as though there was a bit of calm restored to the market today.
Yeah, obviously we gained a lot of confidence from what happened overnight. Unfortunately, events such as what occurred over the weekend inevitably put a little bit of fear into many of us retail investors. But, I mean, I hate to say it, but those at the pointy end, those that are, you know, doing the trade, as it were, can sometimes move the market in really wild swings. And we sort of feel like a drop, a cork in the ocean, as it were, when these big, global events occur. But when we saw the markets perform quite strongly last night, we got quite a bit of heart that from an economic perspective, that things were still very much on track. And I think what you saw was initially a few people who may have taken short positions on the, thought that maybe Armageddon would occur, quickly rush and close those positions off, given that it doesn't look like that's on the cusp of the horizon just yet.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch exactly what happens from here. Elio, one other thing also, BHP Billiton has been massively sold off, 10-year lows on its share price. Of course, also people concerned, really almost wiping out all of the gains that had come from the mining boom. Now, people are worried about BHP, its dividend policy, a range of different things, and also this massive amount of reparation that will have to be paid out for those victims of this dam wall collapse at the San Marco mine in Brazil, where it's a 50% joint venture partner. It said today it's going to review all of its joint ventures around the world. It's going to be interesting to see exactly what the response of the investors is.
And it's interesting because they've entered with Vale into this joint venture, yet neither Vale or BHP actually operate the Samarco mine. So, and when you get a tailings breach, which has happened before through history, it's never a good thing. The environmental impact is quite large, and investors start questioning, the company's commitment to environmental governance, which our larger super funds and, the Future Fund here and a number of other large investors are starting to put a lot more emphasis on. I think you made an interesting point, though, in regards to the reparation, which is likely to be paid. We went back through history to see what previous payments had been made in regards to events such as this, and there was another one in Brazil in 2014, which, unfortunately, would you believe it, they had something like 30 or more infractions imposed on them, yet when the tailings dam breached, they were only fined something like 30 million real, which equates to about $11 million Australian nowadays. So, again, through the cold heart of the analyst, as it were, we're not expecting the compensation payment to be all that much, but from an operations perspective, this is a big contributor. Makes up about 4% of BHP's total revenue, and it is unlikely now that the mine will get up and running again, or if it does so, it's going to be a number of years. So it's going to have a further impact on a company which is already struggling to generate that revenue and find earnings growth in what's been a depressed commodity market for the last 2 years.
Elio D'Amato is the chief executive of Lincoln Indicators, right across that BHP thing, and that's the impact of that mine and also that collapse in that dam wall. And Elio, we appreciate your time on the program this evening.
Thank you, Ross.
Hi, it's Roger Montgomery again, the author of the investing bestseller, Valuable. To generate excellent stock market returns for yourself, there's only a few things you need to know, and you'll find those in my guidebook on how to buy the best stocks for less than they're worth. To order Valuable now, head to rogermontgomery.com/book or click on any of the banner ads at the Money News homepage.